Hey everybody, and welcome back to We the Haunted, episode 15. And I know it's been a bit, but between my birthday and Christmas and other life events taking place, which she will talk about in just a second. It's been a bit, but we're back, and we
Yeah,
actually,
it's been like 3 weeks.
yeah.
I'm so sorry, guys.
Things have been happening, but today we are talking about. Today it's my turn to take the lead on the paranormal side of things. And we are going to be talking about the Ancient Ram Inn. But before we do that, Lily here would like to give you a informational rundown on what she on things that have been happening like in our area. And if you would like to help to any extent, any help would be appreciated. But go ahead.
Yeah, so if you, well, actually, it was all over the news from like literally it was nationwide, because of how uncommon it is to happen. So December 11th, which was the day our last episode came out, a really big tornado swept through Arkansas and up to Kentucky. Unfortunately, my city was one of those on the path. Not only that, but in Bowling Green alone, which is where I live, that's okay. I can say that. There was four tornadoes in Bowling Green alone. Basically, half of our city was flattened. I'm one of the very few people, and I'm talking very few people, that made it by unscathed. There was a lot of life loss. A lot of people got their homes taken away, lost loved ones, lost everything. I actually know somebody personally that I used to work with. Her house is completely gone. She thought she lost her pets, but she found them all and they were alive, weren't hurt. Very lucky that they were alive and not hurt, and that she found them all. It was a miracle. Not only us, but Mayfield was another bigger catastrophe than us.
Mayfield is flattened.
Mayfield is gone, basically. Which is really sad because it's December, and that normally tornadoes don't, I mean, tornadoes happen in Kentucky. I mean, they happen a lot, but not to this level. So we're not fully equipped to act against tornadoes. So it was just kind of like a hit by surprise. So I am going to have Trevor link some links for donations down in our inbox in our description, in our show notes.
There will be the social media for us, and then there will be the tags that I use to gain traction for our podcast. That'll be above everything. Like it'll be the description of the episode because I know people are here for the episode at first, but it'll be a short description of the episode, and then all the links for the tornado relief will be below that, and then the rest of the information will be down below that.
Yes, anything helps.
Yes.
Really, it really does. We have, I mean, we've got a bunch of donation booths set up in Bowling Green right now, just for Bowling Green alone. But for any city, anywhere that was, even in Arkansas, just anywhere, but Kentucky's our home, so it's a little more personal, especially since I live in one of the cities that got blown down a little bit. A little bit, I say that very lightly. So not only that, but literally New Year's Day, I was sending Trevor the videos. I thought I was there was another tornado here in Bowling Green, specifically kind of toward, if anybody knows the map of Kentucky. If you don't, you can look it up really easily. Plum Springs is a little town right below Bowling Green. I'm kind of right next to it. There was another tornado that swept through there and kind of wiped some stuff out. It wasn't as bad as the one on December 11th, but it was still bad enough that the apartments right across from where I live actually got some damage. And I'm shocked that we didn't get any damage. And I'm talking like buildings fell over kind of from how high the wind was from the tornado. So I think all of the updated donations are set towards that as well. That just happened. I physically took a video and sent it to Trevor. And in the video, I don't know if you can see it in the video, but straight in front of me, the rain was starting to swirl.
Yeah.
And the clouds were starting to kind of swirl above it. And that's when I was like, okay, so we went to the bathroom because that's all we have is a bathroom to protect ourselves with. But yeah, we're going to put in the show notes and the description on YouTube places where you can donate to the tornado. Everybody who had lost a lot of things. Other than that, on a lighter note,
One thing
I'm drinking wine.
Yes. And just to give you the listeners an idea of how bad the tornadoes were, in Mayfield, not anywhere where me or her live, but in Mayfield, I work at a package distributing company, and there is at least 7 trucks that delivers packages to the Mayfield area. All but one of them are running now.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, 7 trucks delivered to the Mayfield and outskirts of Mayfield. And out of all 7 trucks, only one of them can run. Because, well, at the time it all happened. Now I'm sure there's been things that have been rebuilt. There's probably a location for drop-offs now. But initially, 6 trucks got canceled because they had nowhere to drop the packages off at.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that kind of describe. I mean, you can look them up on the internet. They're plastered everywhere right now. They have been for the last 3 weeks, but it's gone. I'm talking like when you see in a film about a tornado, it's sucking up everything and literally just leaving flat debris everywhere. Yeah. That is what Mayfield looks like right now. And part of Bowling Green looks like that right now too. Mainly towards the campus area. And I live sort of in that area. I don't want to triangulate my position too much, but
yeah,
close enough that if it was daylight, I would have been able to see the tornado. So,
right.
Yeah, we're going to put donation links in the links down below, description, all that lovely stuff. I'm drinking wine. I want to do my wine intake.
Oh, okay.
Show everybody the wine. Everybody loves a good wine, right?
Especially if there's a claw on the glass as well.
It's a skeleton hand, if anybody can see that.
So where'd you get that at?
This was at Walmart.
Okay.
Because I'm a cheap ass hoe. And
hello.
It was originally black, but my husband messed it up and all the dye ran down to the bottom. So I had to scrub it off so I could still use it because I love this wine glass so much. Zach, what I'm try not to sound too Southern here. It's actually a local to both of us, Paducah, Kentucky. Purple Toad. If you want to sponsor us, that'd be great. I doubt they're listening to this. I can try to get a sponsorship, but I'm drinking their strawberry jalapeno wine. It is my favorite.
Interesting. Okay.
If anybody wants to learn about wine or any kind of intake in beginning of episodes, let me know, because I relate wine with spooky stuff because it's red.
It's red. Fair enough.
Okay, I'm done. We can go.
You're fine.
Ooh. So what are we going to be talking about today, Trevor?
The Ancient Rim Inn.
Every time I think of that name, it makes me think of like this old like ram statue, like gargoyle style. I'm so excited.
And the best thing about it is I have to look up the name of where it's located at, because I can't say it properly. So, and I probably should have had that in my notes, but here I am being
we both have speech impediments. It's fine. Just do the best you can.
All right. It is located. Ancient Ram Inn is located on Wotton Under Edge. Wotton, Wotton Under Edge. Wotton Under Edge, United Kingdom.
Wotton Under Edge?
The O is heavily like conveyed. So Wotton Under Edge.
Wotton Under Edge.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Very New Englandy.
Yes. And it was built in 1145.
What?
Yes.
I thought it was like the 1500s.
It's over 2,000 years old.
Holy shitballs.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to scream that.
And I will give you, I'll give some more of the history like in a second, but the general of what they were, the Ancient Ram Inn was once a medieval manor, a former priest's residence, and also a bed and breakfast. And
kind of like the Conjuring House, where it was kind of a little mix of everything.
And the land is over 2,000 years old, and the house specifically is over 1,000 years old, because obviously the medieval manor and the residence of the priest were technically their own thing, but the Ram Inn itself is over 1,000 as far as history will tell me online. It is the oldest building in England's Wotton Under Edge.
Oh shit, really?
Yep.
Damn, so it's like a historical landmark.
Oh yeah, as far as I'm aware.
Yes. I would I'm going to
heavily assume
the word assume that it is a historical landmark because it's the oldest one.
And then you, well, me too, but you being heavily into energies and the earth-based stuff, you will love this.
Oh, we ready for the theories? Okay, I'm ready.
It's a very heavily proven theory.
Oh, okay.
This land is connected to Stonehenge due to a ley line.
You've got to be shitting my dick right now.
This land is on the intersection of two ley lines, areas that are certain people believe have a significant connection due to high spiritual and energy, and the same ley line that passes under Stonehenge perfectly intersects with the ancient Ram Inn.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Okay. If nobody knows what Stonehenge is, or you've never heard of that, you need to leave. I'm sorry. You need to leave. But come back, because I need you to leave to go Google what Stonehenge is and how significant that is, that specific area, that spot where the inn is connected to that.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Oh, no wonder we're talking about it today.
Yeah. And the thing is that not only is Stonehenge connected to the Ram Inn, but so is the history of paganism.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's actually really
interesting that there is at least reference to paganism being tied at least to the area.
Yeah.
Because that's normally hard to track.
There's a pagan burial ground there that lasted 5,000 years.
Oh, shit.
And I don't have a lot.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
I don't have a lot on it because, honestly, like, other than mentioning it in the Ghost Adventures Lake episode, I tried to do some research on it, but it was just a bunch of allegedly this and allegedly that. And
I would assume that it's probably going to be a lot of allegedly because that is really hard to find, especially with paganism's very, it got erased almost.
Yeah.
Because of Christianity. Christianity upbringing, which I'm not shitting on Christianity. Like, it's the people who try to erase it. That's the bad. Yeah. That's the no, we don't do that. Yeah. We try to respect each other. So that's really interesting that they were able to at least allegedly.
Yeah.
Tie it to the area. So that's very interesting. That brings in a lot of questions.
And the only reason I say allegedly is because the artifacts they found can't be specifically pinpointed to a specific person or time or date.
Oh, but okay, that makes sense.
When John Humphreys, I don't remember if he said why, he just was like randomly just digging through his house. There was a corner in his house that he dug up. And underneath this little flooring area, he found a bunch of artifacts and daggers underneath the floor. And although they can't, and although they can't 100% be tied to anything, I assume, paganism wise, scientists or someone did some research on it, and they said that they can there is a good chance that they can say that human sacrifices and possibly even kid sacrifices were done with these artifacts. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And some of the bodies that were buried in the basement were children.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, kid warning here. Sorta.
Yeah, child? Sorta. There's no names, no specific child, just generally kid in general.
Oh, that's... Like, well, in the day, that was very normal.
Yeah. I would have given a warning, but, like, I don't have names, I don't have ages, I just know just...
You don't need to have details. Yeah. I wouldn't assume anyways.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
No. No details.
It's been like last time I checked my watch, like thousands of years. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah, and like I said, additionally, I have this in my notes. The site is home to over a 5,000 year old pagan burial ground.
That's so cool.
The building that the Ram occupies. At the time, the building first housed the masons and slave workers who were constructing the St. Mary's Church across the street.
Okay.
And located directly across the street from the Ram Inn, was like a little river stream. I came from across the street, okay. Let me just. I'm trying to build off of this sentence to create a more of a conversational piece, but I just need to read off how I fucking have it first, and then because I'm confusing my fucking self. Okay, located directly across the street from the ancient Ram Inn, streams on the inn's grounds had to be diverted to the church's site, so. Many believe that the redirecting of water on the ancient Ramen site opened up a portal of dark energy.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay. So, as soon as you said there was a stream of water, light bulb.
Yeah, exactly.
I am somebody, as you said earlier, I am very in tune with the Earth's energy. Yeah. We'll just say that. I always have been ever since I was a kid. I relate a lot with the water, and that just comes with my astrological sign.
Yeah.
Scorpio, if anybody wants to know. a water sign. Everybody mistakes that as a fire sign, but it's not. It's a water sign. I resonate a lot of stuff with water. Water is very energy sufficient, and it's not only just paranormally, that is scientifically. Like back in the day, like mills used to run on water.
Is paranormally a word?
paranormally is now a word.
Fair enough.
It's now a word. I make up words. I share 50% of this podcast. It is now a word.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
On paranormal terms, in scientific terms, is that better? Water's always a such.
She's talking shit.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up. I'm trying to make a point. Water is always a just fuck Trevor. It is associated with flow. It's associated with energy. Yeah, you better be thumbs upping me right now. Just be our poor audio listeners. Long story short, I associate water with energy flow, so it makes sense that any kind of residual energy or intelligent energy is resonating with a stream that is right there. Long story short.
and like the river Bobby B. Mackey's that leads from the well.
Yeah. See, that's another great example.
And then one episode after another, we are going to be talking about or hinting at the witch trials.
It's okay. From here on out, it's always going to get tied into our episodes.
One of the most well-known legends surrounding this haunted English house is the one of a witch that was burned at the stake.
Ooh. And it relates because it's in Europe.
Yep. The burning occurred in the 50s. I don't have a specific date. Couldn't find one.
It's hard. Yeah. Especially in Europe, it was hard to find any dates.
The burning occurred in the 1500s at the height of prosecutions against those who did not practice government-sanctioned Christianity. Mm-hmm. Many believe the woman's spirit still haunts one of the ancient Raman's rooms because whenever she was being chased and hunted down, she took refuge in there for a short period of time before she was captured and killed. Today, this room is called the Witch's Room, and the witch is said to appear on the bed if she does manifest herself.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
And then, once again, I couldn't find much about it, but just this site, the area was known to be home to a medieval manor, and then it just saw lots of death and blood constantly.
With it being thousands of years old, I can see that.
And it is said to have a residing incubus and succubus in the ancient Raman, which I'm granted this incubus and succubus I'm sure went back thousands of years, but as far as like having records of it like actually being there and evidence of it affecting people, I'm just gonna say as far as the ancient Raman is concerned when it comes to records, it is said to have a residing incubus and succubus and cite to multiple exorcisms and possessions. And I will get to that again in just a minute. Specifically with the...
I'm so ready.
And then even human sacrifices of adults and kids. Just, I have that like as its own point because... That's beside the point of the artifacts that were found in the basement. Like that, those are confirmed. Just whether or not the artifacts they specifically found are what they were used for. Like those specific ones they found, who knows? But like generally, that stuff happened there. This is where I talk about it more. Back when John made adjustments, aka the renovations to the barn area, which I assume were to upgrade his bed and breakfast whenever that was up and running, there were graves beside the original wall, and when they tore it down to fund the other wall, they quickly found human body remains in the original wall.
Okay, it makes you think, how long have those bodies been in the wall? And also, why?
I'm guessing, so
what would your guess be of, like, why would they be put in the wall instead of buried?
See, my first question is, what was there first? The medieval manor or the priest residence or the housing for the masons and slaves? Because general sense, granted, anyone can be a bad person and kill people if they choose to, even if you're a priest. So,
We could do a
but
whole episode about
yeah,
that.
but generally, when like generally medieval manners and the dark history of slaves and that topic have more murder to it than priests, because priests you like usually have more of like a sexual tie to it.
Yeah, we won't go too deep into
Yeah,
that. That's
that's why
we're
that's
not
why
a true crime
I, that's why I
podcast,
said it the
but
way I said it.
yeah.
So like generally since I would say that'd be more tied to the medieval the manor, and even kind of more tied to the housing of the masons and slaves than the priest. So like I would assume if a priest residence was there, or when it was there, it was like way back in the day. So either these bodies were from the medieval manor and they just didn't give a fuck about hiding the bodies, so they just threw them in their own the fucking walls and went cool. Or the masons and the slaves, something bad happened then to where to where they felt like they had to hide the bodies. That's my guess. But what do you assume?
I'm going to assume it wasn't the priest, it was
Yeah.
the other the medieval housing, because it feels a little more correct, if that makes any sense, because of how it was found.
Or maybe it's even, or maybe we don't know what
Well, we don't
the,
know. We're assuming, we're
yeah.
theorizing, but
We don't know the conditions of what the bodies were found. Like what if there was just skeletal remains in erosion left? And what if these bodies were before any of that, and they were from the burial ground of the pagans 5,000 years ago?
I see, that's true too.
Because we don't like
So,
because my like my first assumption was they're full on body skeletons, but like they could have just been parts and pieces of fucking the occasional jawbone.
it, yeah, I mean, it could, I mean, okay. I would assume it would be pretty, the bodies were pretty deteriorated, only because it's assumed to be at least 2,000 years old at that point. So at that point, a skeleton's barely even existent, but it's above ground as well. So, honestly, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I definitely think it's before the priest, though.
Oh yeah,
I've just
same.
got this feeling that it is way before
I got a
them.
gut feeling that it is too.
I
Yeah.
really do.
Yeah. But yeah. Dave Williams, an eyewitness. This was on the Ghost Adventures like episode that I went back and did some research on as well.
We like
Dave,
some good old
oh,
Zacho Bagels.
we really like some good old.
That's you. Exposed.
I saw what you said before the episode.
I mean, we can recap. You didn't record, you can't recap. Too late, sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
She gets hot and flustered for some Zacky Bagans.
I used to you, so you know. Actually, to be honest, I really don't. Now, back in the day, I did. Back in the day, I did.
I'm
I
disappointed. I'm
was
fucking
like,
ending this podcast right now.
no, hear my point. Hear my point.
This better be a good fucking point.
Okay, so back in the day, I was like obsessed with Zach Bagans. But like, as I've gotten older, I'm not into his cockiness. If that makes sense.
But that's facts.
You're so offended. I'm so sorry. I still love Zach because I love how he kind of really engages with his environment and everything. I still love like that side of him, but he can be really cocky sometimes. I still really like him, but I'm not like, yeah, I'm about to, I got them like sweaty sausage sweats for the Zacobagos over here. You're trying not to laugh. Try not to laugh. I'm so sorry. I don't like your husbo, Trevor. not in the hot way.
This may become a one-man podcast soon.
I'm getting fired. No!
All right, a question though. Zach Bagans or Amy?
Oh, that's a... in what sense? This became a review. In a paranormal sense?
Yes, yes.
It depends. If it's on a personal level, Amy. If it's on an experimental investigative level, then Zach.
And for those wondering, there is an Amy on Travel Channel that works with Portals to Hell. That's not who we're talking about. We're talking about Amy's Crypt, the YouTube channel. We love her. Amy from Amy's Crypt, and what is her partner's name?
I don't remember. It's been a long time since I've watched it, and I have the size of a pea brain, as you just heard through my wording. I can't remember his name, but
Amy from Amy's Crypt and your amazing partner. If you're watching this, we fucking love you.
Yes, but I feel like she relates more personally and into the history more.
Yeah.
And Zach feels more experimental. Like he's experimenting with the environment.
That's fair. That's fair.
So I see two different sides. I'm one of those people. I'm a devil's advocate. Yeah. I'm so sorry. But anyway. I see both. Anyways, I'm so sorry.
Back to the episode. Okay. Dave Williams, an eyewitness. He was there with his son. I assume doing a tour, just walking around the place.
Okay.
He claims that his son got lifted up 5 inches for about 7 seconds and then got tossed into a wall across the room.
That's my head. It's the size of...
He says
that's not like a hop, skip, and a jump. That was like
he says, and he said it didn't look aggressive until he got tossed, but he just randomly just slowly got lifted up and held there, and then got tossed.
Okay, a pause. Being lifted,
it is
a threat.
Yeah,
that is a threat.
Yeah,
I don't know where he got this sense of this is fun. No. You're not lifting my ass up in the air and just doing it for the funsies. You're doing that to hurt me. Like, that's scary. All right.
This is one of the, you may already know this, but this is one of the biggest things. In the bishop's room, in the chimney is where he found all the daggers and evidence of devil worship. And John even said that 10 people at least, do y'all know this?
No, I don't think so.
Oh shit, okay.
He's like, well, I got something you don't know. Okay.
John, and then Zach even added, Zach had to ask this multiple times to make sure. John Humphreys himself said at least 10 people had to be exorcised specifically because of the bishop's room.
Because of the bishop's room? Okay, what the fuck happened in the bishop's room?
At least 10 people had to be exorcised because their possession originated from the bishop's room. Yep.
Okay. No, I didn't know. I guess that piece of information just like went one ear out the other, and I don't know how it did. But it's been a long time since I've
watched that episode. Yeah,
watched the episode at the very least. That's not good.
Ooh. And then this next piece of evidence, eyewitness account happened in the same room. An eyewitness, I tried to get his name, but they did not add a lower third in the episode to give his name. An eyewitness was leading a vigil in the bishop's room one evening. Okay. And he says that a girl was standing at the bottom of the bed, just taking part in the vigil. But then she proceeded to get picked up and tossed and pinned onto the bed. And he believes an incubus did this.
But what makes him think that an incubus... Okay. What makes him, sorry, he, what makes him think that it was an incubus?
Zach said, in your opinion, what do you feel caused this? And he says, I heavily feel that any of the incubuses reside here. And the guy said, I believe an incubus did this. And then Zach said, what makes you think that it, he said something along the lines of, what makes you feel like it, like it, like it's an incubus? And he goes, whenever you feel something enter the room, it just feels like the dark energy of what an incubus would give off. And Zach just nodded and went, all right, gotcha. That's all we know.
I wonder, and this takes part into intuition. I believe everybody has intuition. Everybody has it, you know. You refer it to as a gut feeling. I'm wondering if some kind of sense inside him when he felt in that moment felt like it was an incubus. Or was it in reference of this is all he knows resides in the area, so it has to be that, even though there's no 100% proof that that's not the only thing that resides there.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like an incubus, though.
It doesn't.
Because incubuses normally try to, in a sense, have a relation with you.
Yeah.
That's their whole job is to relations with you.
I'm gonna say the word like in a minute because of what John said happened. So
you gotta... have sexual interactions with a person for fertilization means usually most of the time to make more of them, but. It doesn't sound like that only because it didn't seem like there was no actual physical interaction. It was more of like a threat, like an actual evil entity would do, or as in reference of like a demon. What makes you think that more demons aren't just hanging around? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's what it sounds more like to me, but I feel like you may have more information.
About that specific encounter, no.
No, just about.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Everything. So.
Okay, the last thing I have to say about the history is that like it is said by multiple like historians that this whole area is soaked in blood.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then this next. I actually wrote the name of this headline down because this next part is known as the sole occupant for two reasons. And this is going to kind of go back to the beginning of the history with John. In the late 1960s, a man by the name of John Humphreys protected the building and its story by bravely making the ancient Ram Inn his home.
Okay.
John bought the house in 1968 and was introduced to angry ghosts in his first night of his new home. After going to sleep, he claims a demonic force that he believes is an incubus grabbed his arm and dragged him out of bed. I don't know why I said arm. He grabbed it by his ankles and dragged him out of bed. I don't know why I said
that. That's arm. Your arm. Anatomy. Anatomy corner with Lily. Your arm is your ankle.
I mean, if you do a handstand, is it technically?
Oh shit. Because then your arm becomes your wrist becomes the ankle. Okay, we're getting way too deep into this. Anyway. I promise we're not high.
I don't wish I was high. Some days I wish I was high. But not all that. But yeah. He claims he was grabbed by an incubus, like out of his bed, and dragged out of his bed by his ankles across the room. John Humphreys is now in his 80s and is the only living occupant in the Ram Inn. He has dedicated years of his life to preserving this building, and it's cost him nearly everything. Literally.
Oh,
his wife and three daughters were so scared of the encounters that were happening there, they asked him to leave with the family, but he said no. So they left him in the house alone, and he was hell-bent on safeguarding the building. His wife and three kids.
I remember that. Yeah. See, that's one of the things I remember about that. And it made me think about how soul ties can happen.
Yeah.
So, like, for example, Dead Files had an episode about this, about soul ties. I call them soul ties. I don't know if there's technically a word for it, but it's the best way to describe it, where your past life has had such a traumatic event happen around it that when you return, somehow your soul makes its way back to an old location that was really tied to your old soul, your last life, that you have this like unbent, hellbound, whatever, attachment to this area or building or place or so on and so forth, and you will literally do anything to preserve it and stay and protect it.
That makes sense.
It sounds like that.
Yeah. I wasn't educated on the soul ties, but like generally speaking, that yeah.
And I don't know if that's I'm not saying that's the technical word for it, but
sounds cool.
That's what I call it, is because it's the best way to describe what an old soul in your body or your old life is tied to a place. It just makes sense. But that's what it sounds like. So I'm wondering if he had a past life in that area or in that specific building, and he was like, he doesn't know this, by the way. He don't know, but he feels that that very strong attachment to this building that he was willing to sacrifice his family for it.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I never really actually truly thought about that till now.
But
that sucks.
Yeah, it does.
That sucks.
And then I have some information on his daughter.
Okay.
His wife I have nothing on. For all I know, for all I'm aware, she left and wanted no part of it.
I don't blame her. I really don't.
But his wife and
your place.
Yeah. Then this is kind of, it goes back. It's at his home. Like, Humphreys found evidence of ritual sacrifice and devil worship in multiple places like his home. Even more disturbing, he discovered the remains of people under a staircase. Within the skeletons were found broken daggers, which he believes were used in a deadly ritual and then broken so they could never be used again. John Humphrey claims that he continues to be haunted and attacked by the violent entities residing in the Ram Inn. It's just like general feelings on what he has. John says that he was even yanked out of his bed by his ankles. Okay, I have too many redo points here. All right. Okay, here we go. I took down 1, 2, 3, 4 quotes that he said in Ghost Adventures.
Okay.
Because I believe they're really prevalent. Because for a man that's dedicated his whole life and lived in that house every night, you create a bomb at the house. So I figured I would take down some notes. And the only reason I say sole occupant in two ways is because of this thing here.
Okay.
It is rare, and this is all quotes by John himself, it is rare to not have something happen in here. This place is not haunted by ghosts. It is haunted by a host.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a quote. That's a quote for the ages. It's not haunted by ghosts. It's haunted by a host.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that gets really deep. That makes you think.
Yeah, it does.
Oh. That makes sense, though. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I don't even think I remember that. Did he say it in the episode?
Yeah. All these were said, like, in the episode.
It tells you how long ago I've watched this. I don't remember a thing. I want that on a t-shirt.
It's
so cool.
It's not copyrighted, so fuck it. Instead of
no,
putting
I'm not
like,
gonna do that. I'm not an asshole.
Like, we could even put John on the back, like make it look like a Bible quote, but it's not. Put John.
R.I.P. John.
Yeah, and then put instead of this place, say I am not haunted by a ghost. I'm haunted by a host.
That's just so cool.
That's so
cool. That's an awesome quote.
And then this is the most infamous line, and I will say this in laugh because that's how he said it in laugh, like as a joke.
Okay.
The incubus and succubus will wake you up in the middle of the night and want to have sex with you.
want to have sex with you? Yeah, I think I remember that.
My accent's horrible, so I'm sorry that was offensive. I just wanted to like try to copy him. I'm sorry, but that yeah.
No, I think I remember that part because he was like trying not to laugh in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And so it kind of came out funny.
Zach was at his front door and then he says, before I walk in, before I go from the outside world to the Ram Inn, is there anything that I should know? And then first thing that John says, he looks at me and goes, well, there's multiple entities and like an incubus here that will wake you up in the middle of the night and want to have sex with you. And then Zachy looked at the camera and goes, okay.
Okay. I mean, is he wrong? He's not wrong. It's not wrong. Oh my God.
And then the last two quotes, there's one quote that I will leave for last, but he also says, I'm sorry, I have no idea, I just woke up. There are so many ghostly entities in this house, it's impossible to count.
But that makes sense, as I say.
that goes back to the guy thinking it was incubus and really he didn't know. There's too many ghosts in the house to know what was what. But,
yeah.
And then this next quote, Zach was questioning John about devil worship, pagan stuff, the burial ground, the whole nine yards, like just the general like rundown of the history of the area.
Yeah.
And then once he gives all this information to Zach about everything that happened, Zach goes, this place is basically like has portals after portals after portals. And then John says, this house has powers almost equal to God himself.
Damn.
This house has powers almost equal to God himself.
Holy shit.
Yep. And then one thing I'll end on, or not end on, but like in the segment on is, rest in peace, John. He died on December 12th, 2017.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
John.
I do not know who has the house now or what has happened with the house, but yes.
I wonder if it's with a family member now.
Probably. It's probably passed down to like the wife or a daughter and they just like pay someone to take care of it.
Yeah, probably. It wouldn't surprise me.
And the last things I have is the very little information I have on the daughter of John. Her name is Caroline Wallace.
Okay.
This is all, like, all this information is whenever she got interviewed by Zach on Ghost Adventures. She once lived in the inn when she was 7 years old, and she believes that there is always been paranormal occurrences that have happened there. She says, and then Zach said, what gave you that impression at such a young age? She says, pictures would always fall off the walls, and things would get moved without you seeing them being moved. Mm. And then she says, at first, she was not told about the spirit entities in the houses. So she was just tossed in blind. Mm. And then Zach said, what gave you the idea that your house at the time was actually haunted? And she says, well, when the inn was a bed and breakfast, guests would go upstairs to live and eat and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And people would get so scared in the middle of, like, of the night consistently that they would just open the windows and jump out.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the windows would be open and stuff. People would just leave and just get out. Granted, the end is not that big. The drop is like maybe.
I know, but still.
Yeah. Yeah, the windows would be open. The windows would be open in the middle of the night and they would just leave.
The front door, Micah? Is it that bad? Oh my God.
And then yeah,
So
that's
you're telling me that I have to go buy this house and live in it right now.
yeah.
That's what you're
Let's
saying.
travel to England to Wotton Edge. Well, Wotton Under Edge.
I'll do it right now. Right now. If we ever, okay, I am manifesting this because it's the third and I can do it now. We're going to get to a point where we're going to be able to go to the ancient Ram Inn
Yeah.
and investigate it ourselves.
Yeah.
I'm putting it into the universe right now. It's gonna happen.
I'm down.
I want to experience it so bad that I run out of their windows.
Yeah.
Physically, what? Out the window.
Yeah, I wish I had more, 'cause like the majority of the darkness that is there is from the killings, it's from the pagan burial ground, it's from the sacrifices. But just anywhere you go, unless you just get extremely lucky, there is just not a bunch of written history about that,
And
so.
I mean, like, again, that makes sense because it's thousands of years and history wasn't really well documented for that
Yeah, it
long. Like,
wasn't.
it's a shock that we even have as much as we have now.
Yeah,
Like,
exactly.
legitimately,
I'm opening that up again, so like I actually have it.
I thought that was just my computer.
No,
I was like, something just happened, but I'm not gonna mention
my
it.
for the audio people, my camera just got like dim, but that's because like my background was just like a solid black the color, and my Google document is illuminating my face because it's white, and I minimized it, and my screen just lost color. But let me bring that
Oops.
back up again to like illuminate my face. But yeah. But
Man.
yeah, this has been. Do you have any more closing thoughts?
Closing thoughts, closing theories. I am not shocked that it's haunted as fuck.
Yeah.
I've got this feeling that, and this is in no relation to like the episode or anything like that. I know they do experiment with like, oh, well, there's a possible portal right here and
Yeah.
blah blah blah. I feel like this place is not multiple portals, but like one big ass portal.
Oh hell, one other thing, in Ghost Adventures, they invite a witch to do a ritual.
Yeah,
The
that's
Lady
what I was
Snake.
talking about, Lady
Yeah.
Snake.
The
Yeah.
Lady Snake and Zach.
Oh. Sorry, we got a visitor.
Oh, we have a visitor.
Everybody want to say hi? Everybody say hi to oh. Say hi to my puppy Steven. He decided to come say hi.
Oh.
Hello. Say
See, now this is why
hello.
people are really here. The wholesome cause.
It's for Steven. Sorry, he blends in into the background a little bit.
Oh.
But sorry, he's a mama's boy. He decided he wanted to come curl up in my lap.
Well, I can go get my cat and make this a pet stream or
Right.
pet podcast.
Oh, we'll have to do
Here, here, here.
that.
Just give me a second.
Okay, I'll keep everybody
And like
entertained.
entertain the audience for 10 seconds.
Oh, say we have a Steven, and it's a Steven. Oh, and he's yawning right now. We got Steven
Okay.
during the
Hello.
pandemic.
All the listeners of We the Haunted. I don't I don't, can I put my headphone in? Hello?
Yeah. You
Well,
can
with one hand.
it. You did it.
Okay.
See?
To all the listeners like out here, this is my new cat, Salem.
Salem! Say we both got black animals. Black furry animals.
What are you doing?
Say we love our babies.
We love our
Sorry.
babies. Oh,
Oh,
hello.
hello, babies. Aww.
It's
It's
like he was asleep, so I'm sure he hates me right now.
Steven's like, I need to be in your lap right now. It's been way too long. Oh, baby. That's so cute.
All right.
Now all of our audio listeners need to go to YouTube and see our dogs, our pets.
Yes.
Even though you can barely see them against their black backgrounds.
I should have got my how
ironic is that? Because we're a paranormal podcast and we both like darker stuff and we both have black furry animals. Like, that makes so much sense. Except for mine doesn't have a spooky name. It's just Steven. I guess that's spooky enough, but
spooky enough. Steven the demon. That rhymes.
Steven the demon. He is a little demon sometimes. Anyways, back to any closing thoughts and theories. I do think it's like a big ass portal.
Yeah.
I really do. Just because alone there is a stream right next to it, a constant flowing energy, and not only that, but it's so rich in history, even undocumented history, because you know some shit happened there that is not documented. You know some shit happened there,
like 95% of the history.
It doesn't shock me that there is possibly evil entities and incubuses and succubuses and regular normal ass spirits. And normal incubuses. They're the asexuals of the demons.
There is demigods. That's where demigods. That's where demisexuals came from.
It's Demi Lovato.
That's why she tried to sing to aliens a while back.
Oh, shit. Damn it. They're going to come get us now.
They are. Alrighty.
I was just going to say that's all I've got.
This has been episode 15.
15!
Of We Haunted the...
Haunted the haunted we the people constitution.
America. This is episode.
Fuck yeah.
America. Fuck yeah. Something song.
Nobody made it this far.
I don't blame them because they stopped at the pets.
They're like, okay, we're done. It's the end of the episode. We're done.
It's been episode 15 of We the Haunted. I have been Trevor Haunted Faith, and we also have
Lily, the one and only.
Yes. Thank you guys for watching. We love your faces. We will put the links to the Twitter relief in the description box below. Be sure to check that out and help out if you would like. And yeah, we shall talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.